This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Welcome to this Stockbox interview where Craig Moulton, the CEO of Coba Resources, joins us today. Good morning, Craig.
Hi, Mark. Thanks. Always good to be here.
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, really good at the moment.
So you must be feeling quite bullish, Craig, as the CEO of a gold exploration and development company, as the price of gold has broken record highs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great time to be a gold explorer. It's been a while coming. I think, we've done it pretty tough over the last couple of years, but certainly hitting our straps now. And, you know, I think with gold being seen as an inflation hedge right at the moment, there's a lot of buying and there's a lot of speculation this gold rally is going to continue through the UK summer period. So that's pretty exciting for us. Look, it's fantastic. It's always a commodity that we've been very bullish on, and now I think the market's starting to see that as well. So absolutely a great time to be CEO of a gold exploration company.
And how do you see the price of gold? Do you think it's here to stay for a while? Are we in a new bull market in gold and exploration?
Well, look, I certainly see it continuing on for some time forward. I mean, obviously with the impact of COVID, which has been obviously horrendous for a lot of countries, or really for the planet. I think as we start to recover from that, the impacts of that will continue, and that's going to just continue to drive gold higher. I mean, I can certainly see gold going through $2,000 an ounce in the near future, and wouldn't surprise me to see it going well above 2.5.
Wow. Okay. That's serious. And you've
absolutely
you've put your money where your mouth is, I believe, with some director purchases recently.
Yeah. Look, myself and Dan Marling recently bought some stock on market. I think we see it was a good opportunity. The stock was certainly lower than we thought it should be. Great opportunity to buy some stock. We also only have limited periods where we can buy. And both felt that it was a great time to invest in the business. You know, we've communicated to the market what our plans are going forward, so the market's aware of that. And we certainly see the future of Coba being very bright. So I took the opportunity to buy some stock.
Okay. And on to your flagship project, the Woodner Gold Project. Perhaps for investors who are not familiar with Coba, can you give a brief overview?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So Woodner is located on the Eyre Peninsula in South Australia, which is a fantastic mining and exploration jurisdiction. It's very predictable, very easy to work within, very well regulated. So it's a great environment for an exploration company. The project itself already has a 200,000-ounce JORC resource. So, you know, we're not really an early-stage explorer. We're already right in the heart of a mineralised system. And, you know, on that basis, we've got 22 targets outside of the existing resource for anomalous gold exploration. And then we also have 3 defined IOCG targets as well. So, you know, we're really looking to take this project forward from, you know, an advanced exploration project ultimately into development and production. The project has fantastic pedigree. It was originally discovered by Newcrest in the late 90s. Since then, it's been held by a company that's currently called Andromeda Metals. And Andromeda now are industrial resources company. During that time, back in about 2003, they had a joint venture with Newmont, who were focused on Woodner. They spent over $2.2 million in the project. Keeping in mind, at the time, you know, the price of gold was only about $400 to $600 an ounce. So I'm sure that they would be quite interested in a project like this these days in the current gold prices. But we're very bullish on the project. We think it's got significant upside potential. It just needs the application of some good science to prove out the existing resources and expand them.
Okay. So on that, I believe you have quite an extensive exploration program planned for Woodner.
Yes, we do. Look, it's going to be a busy second half of the year. We're currently negotiating final arrival times for the drill rig for the first program. We've got three programs defined for the rest of the year. The first drilling program will be focused in and around both Baggy Green and Clark, which are, well, Baggy Green is one of our existing resources. Clark is a satellite deposit north of Baggy Green, not currently included in the resource. And then also at a prospect called Laker, which is to the east of Baggy Green. But just to give you some idea of the, you know, the quality of this project, I mean, Clark has numerous intersections between, you know, 4 and 16 grams per tonne already in existing mineralisation. And I say that isn't part of the resource. Over at Laker, we've got a hit over to 37 grams per tonne plus, you know, multiple intersections to the north and south of that. So what we're going to be looking at doing in this first program is defining the orientation and the continuity of that mineralisation, you know, setting ourselves up for bringing those deposits into the resource. The second program is a geochem sampling program. So that's not drilling per se. That's typically an auger mounted on the back of a Land Cruiser that would be doing soil sampling, and that's focused on the Larwood project, which is also further to the east of Laker. And what the situation is there, we have this really large geochemical anomaly that's going down a valley, and Andromeda hadn't managed to find the source of that mineralization. So we're actually doing some detailed geochem work, which is really a new application of science to this project. To find the pathfinders, which will help us define targets for where the source of that mineralisation is. And that will actually then be drilled in the third program that will be sort of November, December this year. So the third program will focus on our other major resource, which is the Barnes Prospect. And once again, we've got satellite mineralisation there up to 16 grams per tonne that isn't included in the existing resource. So we need to define the orientation of the mineralisation and start growing that resource. And as well, we'll look at drilling Larwood and defining the mineralisation there. So lots to do in the second half of the year. There'll be lots of news flow.
Yes, it certainly sounds that way. And what is the primary aim of this programme? What do you hope to have in your hand at the end?
So, I mean, I think I'd define the aims in a couple of steps. The first is to demonstrate and prove what the orientation of the mineralisation is. Because once we know that, we can then start stepping out, and the second phase will then, or second stage, is to increase the resource base. And you'll see probably the best reference actually is the director's options that were announced not too long ago, referred to a 1 million ounce resource. So none of our non-executive directors, none of their options come into play until we grow our resource base to over a million ounces. And the board and myself are completely focused on that as our initial target. So this exploration program is going to start to position ourselves for that goal. So first we need to get the science right. We need to understand the mineralisation, its orientation over a number of deposits. And you can see from what I've told you before, we're focused on Baggy Green, we're focused on Laker, we're focused on Barnes, and we're focused on Larwood. Two existing resources, two new deposits, and then we'll focus on building up the resources on those projects and then bringing that, increasing the resource base to the point where we can head towards, you know, development phase.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Craig, for that update. Just one final thought or question. You're obviously looking forward to getting on with the exploration programme, as I'm sure investors are. How do you plan to keep investors updated on the action?
Look, obviously, coming and talking to yourselves would be one of our first priorities, but we will also be putting out a number of press or RNS releases to the market, and we also, we're just in the process of launching a new website too, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. So there'll be multiple avenues for that, but certainly make sure our investors are kept well informed.
I understand that perhaps you have a drone maybe that you'd like to take out occasionally?
We certainly always keen to do that. I'm a bit of an avid photographer, both in a traditional sense and with the drone. So certainly be seeing if we can't capture some footage of the drilling activity and get that on our website and get that out for people to see as well.
Great. Thank you very much, Craig, for talking to us this morning.
Cheers, Mark. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews, and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at stockboxmedia.